Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, but it's like the best kind of Thursday. It's the Thursday where you're taking off early for a kick-ass weekend. A lot of people are going to have a kick-ass Mother's Day. Maybe a few of those people will be joining us at Cache Creek for our big live broadcast tomorrow. I'm very excited. It's been over 5 years since we've done a live broadcast, right? I mean, not that we haven't done a secret show here or there. I mean, we've done a couple things, but I mean, as you may have heard, the world was shut down for a while and we used to occasionally take the show on the road on a fairly regular basis.
So was the last one the Fairmont?
Probably. Yeah. Because we would go there and do a secret show in the evening and then do a regular live broadcast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you're right. I bet that was the last one.
I can't think of.
And we would do that in the summer, wouldn't we? Because that would be like a, you know, kind of a pool party thing.
You know, I know it sounds lame for a grown man to be like, I just go to stuff I have to go. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know how they place. I just go when it's time to go.
Right.
I'm a very like,
today's here's your itinerary.
Today's my day. Yeah, I just got a one day at a time, everyone. That's my deal.
Well, it's very exciting. I'm a little nervous, a little excited. It's our first gig with you in 17 years, Maddie.
Yep.
Prepare yourself.
I'm as prepared as can be. I feel good about like our whole like staff and everybody.
Yes.
We got, you know, the A-listers are coming. Tim's going to take care of us up there.
Timmy.
Danae will be there.
Oh, good. We have a pretty good promotion staff. What's that man's name? The young man?
Jesse.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he'll be there too.
I was going to call him Johnny, but it's not Johnny. And I'm like, I know it's not Johnny. Now I'll remember.
I just say dude.
Dude bro.
Guy man. Bottle Rock tickets. That's happening all this week, including tomorrow, even when we're up there. We'll be giving you these code words. We've got these, Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer, presented by Jam Cellars. It is right around the corner. It's at the end of this month. It's a nice kickoff for the summer there. May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley, right in downtown. It's near Oxbow. It's really cool. And all this week, these are your last chance tickets. These are full 3-day general admission tickets. You're in all 3 days. 8:05, we'll have our set to give away, and we're doing it again at lunchtime. And then at 3, 4, 5, and 6, Jane's got keywords for you. You can text those to our contest line, and you'll be in the running. Yesterday we met. Are we allowed to talk about this?
I don't know.
Okay, then I'm not going to. I don't want no trouble. But be tuned into the Alice. There's some things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's next week.
I ran into the thing. That's coming up in the hall.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
I found her to be delightful. Mm. Yeah, very nice.
A delightful thing.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't have a lot of time because I was elevator went ding and then I was like, all right, this is me.
Yeah.
And I gotta go.
I got a meeting.
Right.
On a Zoom here.
Yep. But she's very nice.
Yeah. She was very much put on the spot yesterday too. So anyway, we're talking about a thing we're not gonna tell you about. You'll find out all about it. I believe Tuesday is the day. So there we go. We're going to start with Tom Brady.
Your boy.
He's not my boy. He was at one time. Now I'm just, I feel actually kind of bad for him because if somebody says to you, we're going to do a roast for you,
mm-hmm.
You think, I got a thick skin. I'll do that. Sure. Roast me all you want. That seems fine. And in fact, I didn't even know I was going to be roasted. My 50th birthday party. I think Maddie might have even coordinated a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, like we gave you a roast.
It was a massive roast.
And you were fine.
I was fine. Because you know why? It was all about me. And I was like, that's all true. It's all true. Everyone I know is an alcoholic and can't wait to get away from me. Anyway, it wasn't about my kids. It really wasn't about John. I don't remember anything being about John. It wouldn't bother me if it was about John anyway. He can take it. But Tom Brady agreed to do a roast and did not know that it was going to be about his ex-wife and kids, which I don't know if he should have or not.
What?
I don't know. He's not a guy. I mean,
that's...
should someone have said to him, like, this isn't going to be about you? Do you think somebody did?
I don't know. What? Did you just
bopped myself in the face.
I don't know who's around him. I don't know what kind of, you know, I don't know if he has friends that can speak frankly.
Right.
But you'd like to think that you'd think that he, having just gone through this scandal where the jujitsu teacher is now doing his wife, and he's, I don't know how it doesn't occur to him that that's the gaping wound right there.
They're going to be poking at that.
That's the one. And so your kids, by default, will catch all that as well. Like, that's...
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know how he didn't think of it. I don't know how he didn't have a friend that might say, maybe even someone when they were signing him up might say, we really want you to do this, but are you sure you're prepared to deal?
Right. Because not only could... Look, even if he wasn't going through all this crazy, delicious stuff to talk about and make jokes about, you're still going to be joked about, and other people's kids are going to hear about it, and they go to school with your kids. Like, there's always going to be some kind of blowback on your family. When you're as big as him, probably everything he does comes back to bite him in the ass. Like, somebody from, oh, my dad said that he saw you on something and you said blah, blah. Like, okay.
Well, the triumphant moment, though, and this is for all the bad that happened, Nikki Glaser says, I would shoot my boyfriend in the face for a lottery ticket to do stuff to you. Like,
that was so great.
That is such a home run and the biggest compliment you could ever give a man in the history of the world. I understand there are guys out there that are like, what about my mind? But I mean, in this case, come on.
Yeah.
And that beautiful roast, sentiment.
Oh, that roast was really popular.
It was not just popular, it was absolutely great, because I think that you could even see that he was getting kind of bummed out by the end, and isn't that really the point of the whole thing?
I don't know.
Nikki Glaser I feel like I'd heard her name a million times. I've seen her on stuff. I'd watched even some specials, and just that was like her crowning moment. Like, she broke through in that. She's the person everybody talks about when they talk about that roast. It was great. And then she hosted like the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And she was just so, so good.
So what about Tom, though?
So Tom is basically saying, my major parenting mistake was the 2024 roast, which none of us needed pointed out. Like, maybe he just goes, oh, that was just a parenting fail. His three kids, now 17-year-old Jack, 15-year-old Benjamin, and 12-year-old Vivian, were not cool with it. He spoke to them the next morning, and they basically said, what was the point of that? What was the point? What did you need to do that for? And he went, what? This is a bit of a stake through the heart. Stake through the heart is his quote. He's like, yeah, vampire. Those roasters killed you. Tom says, there's some things as a parent that you F up and you don't realize till after.
I have trouble with that. But I do think somewhere inside him, when they attacked What's Her Bucket,
Giselle?
Yeah, that he had a moment of, well, there's some revenge for me.
Yeah. And then when it kind of turned on his kids, was there a thing about, the thing I always think about with his kids is that he, like, you know, kisses them on the mouth, which is not wrong, for the record. Like, it's not wrong to kiss your kids on the mouth. You know, if they ask you to do it slower and for a longer amount of time, then now we're getting to some place that don't do it. Luckily, Vinny knows that. But
that story has nothing to do with me. She's just making crap up.
But it's, you know, people I knew, I was like, oh, they'll give him crap for that. I don't remember there being any jokes, but I'm sure there were about him making out with his kids, which he does not do, for the record. It's a roast. It's all jokes. It's hard to remember that, though, when it's a stake through your heart. There's some things as a parent you F up and you don't realize till after. Like, ugh. He went on, I guess Logan Paul has a, of course he does. He's got a podcast and that's right. And Tom Brady was like, yeah, I'll go on there. It seems like a great idea. Yeah, that was a parenting fail. Anyway, there you go.
Go to Tom. We're pretty sure you're smarter than him. It's not going to be a problem.
He's like, okay, I'll try and hold my own on that. We're pretty sure. We're pretty sure.
I just better not say anything that gives up that I'm a vampire.
Uh-oh. The stake through the heart thing was a giveaway, wasn't it?
Oh, figure me out.
Oh, geez.
No, I feel bad for someone that has, you never want to look bad in the eyes of your kids ever.
Right.
And there's no question that your head changes entirely as they start to become people. You start to go, oh, I really want to show well for them.
Right.
For them, in their eyes, but also for them.
Right. Yeah.
Question.
Yes, dear.
Have either of you had said something on the air that you thought was a parenting fail?
Probably the one where I said my daughter tried to kiss me. That was probably
a
fail.
A good one. That was a pretty good
that
one.
That wasn't a great one.
Yeah.
Or the when I said the pediatrician put her hand under my lips when I was kissing my kid's head, and then I kissed the pediatrician's hand. And then I was like, I am so...
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, some of the best.
Bummed about this right now.
I wonder if there was any blowback on the Alicia situation, if those kids are like, oh, dad.
You know, I don't know if it got to them, but it has a life of its own, and it's so annoying.
Oh, it's great. That is one of the things about...
You're not listening. I just said it's so...
Yes,
don't tell me no.
It's perspective. It's perspective. It's like the things that I don't want you to talk about that you still talk about that we, you know, it's, I hate those. You love those. It's like that. It's,
no,
it's that's, all about
there's
our
not
special
a,
relationship.
There's no same, same there because you will get really mad and then I have to.
Then you could you, get really mad.
I don't.
Then I would stop talking about it. If you started crying over something, I would definitely stop talking
How
about
am I going to cry over some lady peeping me while I went to the bathroom?
You can't. It's like the best story. And she didn't peep you. You did it on purpose.
Okay. Gosh. Well, you know, the F word almost flew out of my mouth just now. I mean, what are you, serious?
Yes. Thank you for noticing. Mm.
I went Listen, to the bathroom in front of her on purpose.
Well, you walked into the room.
In my house.
Into
in
the
my...
bathroom and left no. the door open and had your way with the toilet. And then you left. And then you saw her car out front. I mean, you purposely went in there and did stuff. I mean, semantics, really.
Okay. Let's get to some trash.
I did. We were. We were trashing. Here's your next story. Thank you, Bob. 71-year-old Jackie Chan. Still doing his own stunts. 71 years old. Jackie Chan. If you like Jackie Chan movies, I've seen a few. I wouldn't say like I'm some Jackie Chan. I'm not like a, I don't know. Is he just called martial arts? Is it like kung fu? Like is there, or karate? Like what is his specific genre? Or is he just like action movie guy? Like I'll fight you any different way. You come at me any way you want. I'll fight you back. So he is like, 71. I do all my own stunts, and I have no intention of slowing down. He says he will do so until the day he retires, which is never. He will never retire. Jackie says, when you've done it for 64 years straight, there's no physical preparation anymore. Everything is in your heart and soul. It's muscle memory. So he just does it. I'm just doing it. Today, he says, with computers, actors can do anything. But there's always a sense of reality that you feel is missing. But I'm not encouraging anybody to risk their lives to do the stunts like I did. It truly is too dangerous. He also reveals, I guess somebody did an interview with him and asked, you know, what would you share with your younger self? And he says, Jackie, you should study English harder and don't give up on learning that piano.
Mm.
He said, I could have used those skill sets to make my movies better.
A lot of international stars have to go through that. Like, well, and I don't know that you'd call Major League Baseball international, but still there are people who could make so much more money if they could be a pitch person, but the language barrier causes them that problem.
Right.
And there's, and that's
so they can
in movies
in
as
own,
well
in their own country.
And,
but.
And like Arnold is unbelievable. Like that's a guy who still has the thickest accent, but made what? 40 movies,
yep.
Huge hits.
And was the governor.
Billions of dollars. Right. And
he got the California.
By the way, Jackie Chan is he's a kung fu expert, but he studied all the others too. Yeah. Taekwondo, all that.
Like whatever they're coming at him with, like that guy can handle it.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan. He's like a whirlwind.
Well, and he's a guy that I believe he's a huge star. I don't know if it's in China or wherever it is. He's
huge.
He makes tons of movies outside of our country, but the Rush Hour movies alone are, they've made billions.
Yeah.
I mean,
those
they
are
have,
probably like
haven't
the ones,
they?
Yes, definitely. I mean, those are probably still raking
like,
in money.
Chris Tucker just does one of those and then takes 10 years off.
I never have to work again. Jackie has a movie coming out on May 30th. It's he plays Mr. Han in Karate Kid Legends.
Mm.
So, and that is, you know, you care.
I love Karate Kid. I've watched the Netflix series is awesome, and it's
what
been great.
Is the deal with the net? I mean, people do rave about the Karate Kid Netflix thing. Is that set in the universe, but it's a different Karate Kid? Or
No. It's Ralph Macchio and
wait. So now he's a grown up
and Johnny. You know, who are, I'm forgetting his name. They're grown ups, and you know, over the course of things, they each start their own dojo.
So they Johnny continue to be rivals.
But then they get together and they form a dojo together.
That's so kind of sweet.
But they have so many cool references to the old movie, you know, when you're watching it. And just, you know, a lot of 80s stuff. Like Johnny's like a total dirtbag. He drives a, you know, Camaro. And still,
awesome.
You know, he's just that guy drinking beer with butts and, you know. And
but it's set in present day? Like they have iPhones or what?
Yeah. Okay. It's now. And it's their, you know, and Ralph Macchio's kids mostly his daughter on the show is the one he's training to.
I think that's the nostalgia thing.
It is 100% nostalgia.
Like that are people.
Like if you loved that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even see it.
Oh, the movie? The original movie?
No.
Oh, how did you escape that? I felt
easy.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that movie 10 times in my lifetime. Oh. Like, my brother loved that movie. We went to see it in the theaters.
You know what is the reality is I've seen almost every scene.
Yes.
You know, brush on, brush off, or
wax on, wax off.
Like all that stuff. I've kind of, it's pop culture.
Yeah.
So maybe I feel like I don't need to see it because I feel like I've seen it.
Right.
Even though, by the way,
Cranny hurts himself.
The Rush Hour franchise hasn't even made $1 billion.
Oh, how many are there?
849 million worldwide.
You know, I wonder if adjusted for inflation that those movies would have been
probably.
Like that. When were those, 80s, 90s?
I want to say 90s.
Yeah, I don't really know.
But I don't know either.
I saw the Rush Hours.
98, and then Rush Hour 2 was 2001.
Whoa, those are way later than I thought.
Yeah, Rush Hour 3 was 2007.
Anyway.
Still, it's good money.
Good for Ralph Macchio, though. That's
Jackie is back in Karate Kid's Legends. I don't know if that's. It must be. Is Ralph Macchio in that?
I'm
Mr.
Sure.
Han. He plays. There's that, and I just while we're talking about like stunts and fighting movies and stuff, there is some raw footage of the choreography of fights for the upcoming Ballerina John Wick universe movie. It's called Ballerina. It stars Ana de Armas, Keanu Reeves. Unbelievably, they spoil that he's in it in the trailer, so I don't even feel bad about spoiling it for you. Because this is Keanu and Ana doing the moves, and it's funny because you look at it, it just looks so silly when they're, because they're obviously pulling every single punch, and they're just sort of choreographing how it all goes, and there's people who are in charge of teaching them how to do it, and they're off on the side kind of doing it too. It's just funny because you see their rapport and they look over and they're taking notes from someone and the two of them are just kind of kindly not hitting each other. And it's fun. I thought it was some pretty cool footage. So I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I don't have the release date right in front of me here, but that is around the corner here.
June 6th.
Thank you. You're the best around. Good Bob go. That was fast.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Nope, nothing. You're the best.
And
that's Karate Kid.
That is Karate Kid.
Oh, my God. How do we do it?
I don't know. I mean, it's like we planned that. It's like someone wrote a script or something. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Calling someone Darth Vader is not a compliment after these.
What? Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Just dance. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talk about on the show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Cache Creek broadcast. Come hang with us for the first live broadcast in forever. Catch all the action tomorrow morning at Cache Creek Casino.
I can't believe it's finally here.
Woo-hoo! Live audience, big laughs, and good times.
Guaranteed.
Oh, by you. Sometimes details. People have a bad time. Come on.
Details at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys at dinner.
You know, the dinner thing's an issue because the Warriors start at 5:30.
Mm. Well, we'll have to eat fast.
Yeah, we will.
Don't look at me. I'm not in charge of how fast we eat. It opens at 5. We have reservations at 5.
All right.
And I'm going to bet, because it's a casino, there's probably some TVs around.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. I'll bet you there's a TV we can watch over the bar or something.
I hope so.
We'll ask when we get in there, you know. Can we get our table moved to, like, right under that TV where we can watch, like, a game?
It might be overcast now, but we should see the sun break through later and the highs in the low 80s. So, warm day. Mother's Day is Sunday. I've been checking all of the gifts that I purchased, and they're all tracking, so that's good. I think I'm going to have everything I need right on time so that my kid's mom.
And your mom.
Well, yeah, my mom, but I mean, my kid's, my mom's like a little easier. She's not in the thick of it at the moment, so she's not.
Well, sure. I mean, and honestly, with my mom or your mom, I mean, you can send something yummy and they're like, oh, thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah, I mean, I
but
try to.
My mom, who's in the thick of it.
Yeah, she's in the thick of it. She's going to want to be recognized.
You're going to do like a breakfast in bed. And...
I don't know yet. Mm. I don't know what is going to happen. The Warriors play tonight at 5:30 and Steph Curry is out.
Oh. Well, that's not surprising.
And the hammy thing is really bad news. There's no, he's just going to have to test it. And at some point, he'll be like, let's try it. And he'll go out and play. And if it like those are, it's like that tenderness, you know, like I don't know how bad it is for him, but I know a hammy can just be tender. And then you try to spring off it and it's that now you're hurt again.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
They said a week is what they're saying, a week before he can be back, which, you know, we got that first game. Let's hope that somehow we can pull another. If we can pull another one,
then he can take the break and he can take relax that break a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We have no new Pope, everyone.
Oh,
the black smoke.
Oh, it's
yesterday
taking so
long. Means that they're going to meet again today and have further discussions. No new Pope yet. We just passed May the 4th and
be with you.
I believe it was the weekend, so I didn't run into a lot of it.
It was Sunday.
In my personal life, I saw tons of it on Instagram. You know, the people, they love the Star Wars.
They do.
A woman in England has sued her company because of the comparison to Darth Vader that they were making.
I see.
Darth Vader is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Established. Decidedly so.
It's
in
likely
his heart, he loves his kid, apparently.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, he fought him and cut his hand off. Spoiler alert. I don't
know. Too soon, dude.
Trying to
too
bring
soon.
Him over to the dark side, man.
Yeah, but anyway, in movie, and I mean history from the beginning of cinema, Darth Vader is up there as one of the best bad guys of all time.
Huge villain.
Like, think of someone, you know, throw out the bad guys in movies history, and it's incomplete without Darth Vader.
And he can just stand there and choke you with his mind. Like, that's big, you know, to be able to be like, you're annoying me.
A woman in England just won a settlement after one of her coworkers compared her to Darth Vader's. Lorna Rook was working as a supervisor at a blood donation center in 2021.
Oh.
When a handful of people on her team took an online personality test for fun. No word if this is a Facebook, you know.
Probably, though. Oh, BuzzFeed has a lot of quizzes.
They say this was a Myers-Briggs test with a Star Wars theme.
Myers-Briggs test.
The type of jokey thing they say here that you might find on BuzzFeed or Facebook.
Oh, all right.
You know, I mean, it's not.
Never heard that Myers-Briggs thing, though.
It's a.
I have.
Yeah, it's very popular personality assessment tool. And like they'll give it to people when they get hired at places. And they have 16 distinct personality types based on 4 dichotomies, evidently. That's what it just said.
Okay. Here. Well, I mean, I don't understand any of that, but I believe
There's all kinds of this stuff. Like you've heard a person might be described as a type A or a type B person. So there's all kinds of different ways that you can get classified depending on which test you take. In this case, the BuzzFeed test or the Facebook test tells you which Star Wars character you are.
So they took the test for her?
She was on the phone and wasn't around to take the test, so one of her coworkers answered the questions for her.
Probably
then announced to everyone that Lorna is Darth Vader. That's her personality. She's a Darth Vader personality. The test was trying to spin it in a good way, saying that being Darth Vader meant you were very focused and you could bring teams together.
Through the Force?
Lorna.
Yes.
Was like, again, as I mentioned earlier, Darth Vader is the evilest villain in the history of cinema, or at least up in the top 10.
He's a murdering jerko.
This is not a compliment.
No, I'm mad about this.
I mean, so anyway, it made her feel super unpopular at work. She quit the next month and filed a lawsuit.
Oh.
A judge just heard the case and basically ruled that it created a hostile work environment for her. Oh, they say it right here. They said, Darth Vader's a legendary villain. And being aligned with his personality is insulting. She was awarded $40,000.
Oh! It actually doesn't seem like enough.
Well, she quit her job, so that is...
Yeah, like... that's a bummer for her. But maybe she can learn from it because obviously she's a bitch.
Well, here's what you learn. Make sure you've lined up another job before you quit and sue because you're not going to get life-changing money out of the Darth Vader BuzzFeed quiz. That's not, there's no retirement for Lorna.
No.
So you better scramble and find a gig real quick.
Right. And try not to get world famous for being Darth Vader in the meantime. Were you Darth at your last job? What was your?
I have a friend who, and she's admittedly said, I have some mental health issues and whatever. And I understand that. I totally get that, you know, being in the world is stressful and difficult.
Yes.
Sometimes in the best case scenario, all you can hope for is to cry. You know, I mean, when things are, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
Right.
Things are going again. We've certainly had our challenges here in our own workplace, but she just quits. When things get rough, she's like, I'm out of here. But then she's always like, now I'm broke. Well,
yeah.
You got to go line up that other gig first before you walk.
And it's easier to get a job when you got a job.
It really is. But, you know, mental health, you got to decide. Is this going to break you? Because being broken is.
I know
someone
who quits a lot of jobs.
You do?
Yeah. It's like, and it's almost like they finally get a job and they're like, nope, this is going to be it. And I'm going to do this. And here's my plan for it. And a couple months later, it's like,
I quit that job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even say anything like I'm saying it now, which probably isn't the smartest thing. But I'm saying in the moment, you had to do what you have to do, right?
Yeah.
A town got wasted.
Hot.
After police burned over 20 tons of confiscated weed.
Oh, confiscated.
Mm-hmm.
So they took their weed, put it in a big pile, and the smoke got everybody high? That seems like a fun bonfire.
There's a Turkish town called Lice, about 25,000 people strong. And they all got high after authorities burned more than 20 tons of seized cannabis in the town center. It happened on April 18th, so they didn't know the day.
So they burned
two more days. It's Doobie Weed Day. 420. Hello.
Dum-dums.
Police say the air became thick with weed smoke for 5 days, forcing residents to keep their windows closed and avoid going outside.
Jesus, for 5 days?
Officials didn't burn the weed in an incinerator. They arranged the bags in the shape of letters spelling out the name of the town. L-I-C-E. And that's why the smoke got out of control. They don't know whose idea this was, but the marijuana had been confiscated over the previous 2 years. And they say it was valued at more than $261 million in U.S. dollars.
Jesus.
And they just burned up in smoke, as they say.
You say this was in Turkey?
Turkey.
Hmm. That's, do we get a lot of weed from Turkey? Like
hash.
Oh, we get hash from Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is hash a byproduct of weed? I don't really understand about hash. What is it? Hash is just like what? Resin? What is it? It looks like earwax when a big chunk of earwax comes out. You know, it's like that.
I can't say I've never... we've got hash oil one time. This is all high school stuff, which doesn't make it any better. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm in high school. What am I doing? But
wasn't even legal back then.
I saw hash oil.
Yeah, I saw a lot in Canada for some reason.
Oh,
but
then Canadian I've seen it oil. As a little tiny brick.
You can
the little tiny brick is what I've seen. Well, where you'd put it on a pin under a cup and you'd light it on fire and suck the smoke out from underneath.
Well, they make it.
So you know all about it.
But I don't know what it is. I was just like, yeah, drugs, I'll do them. What you got?
Okay.
What sign me up.
Sign me up. I'm in. I'm 19. Let's do this thing.
Oh, you also? Oh, you were out of high school.
Sure. 19. I mean, I did hash. When I was 14 is when I discovered weed. And then me and my friend Tracy ride our horses out into the woods and get high.
It's so much more immersive when I've had some doobie weed.
Yeah. But the world is cool and surreal, but I can't do it anymore, unfortunately. I'd love to be able to.
39% of Americans would donate an organ for a loved one.
Of course. I'm surprised to hear it's only 39%.
Right. What's the matter with you people? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Selfish. You have two kidneys. Give one up. Yeah, if I was a match for even not even just like if I found out a friend needed a kid.
Be careful right now with what you say. Someone might come calling.
Yeah. But if you could save someone's, if you knew that what you could give would save their life, you'd be like, okay, I'll do it.
I'm on the bone marrow national database.
Are you?
Yeah. When I was, you used to do a lot with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
That's true.
And a few years ago, I mean, this has been a long time I've been on it. And a few years ago, I got a call and they were like, hey, we there's somebody that might need your bone marrow. And I had that thought like, oh,
wrong number.
Exactly.
did you wind up giving
it? No, they ended up not. There's so many things they have to go through, but it ended up that it wasn't
going to work. Well, bone marrow will grow back, right? Like, how do they get that? It's hard. I hear that's very difficult.
They go in and they take out marrow from one of your bones and then they do a transplant.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's pleasant.
Yeah, I bet it's great.
No, but that's exactly all the thoughts went through my head. It's like, oh, wow, now I might have to actually do this.
Mm-hmm. That would be, I mean, even if you did have to do it, then you would feel great that you helped somebody who had cancer.
In a new survey, 82% of people say they'd share a windfall of $100,000 with close friends and family. 62% would put their reputation on the line to act as a reference on an application. Well, that's kind of, I mean.
Right.
Who is this person? The person that quits jobs every other week? Or is this person, you're not really putting your reputation on the line.
Yes, it's true.
I like that person.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
Right. Or they worked for me and they were fine. Mm-hmm. Or they worked for me, period.
Well, there's a reality to that where you find yourself saying, I can vouch that they were here from that date to that date.
Right. I think the only question that they can really ask you about is, would you hire them back? And you can say, nope.
I've had a lot of former students, they come to me for references, and I've definitely turned down
some of them
and said, you never came to class.
Yeah. Mm.
You barely passed. Why in the world do you really want me to be your reference? And, not a little nicer than that. But yeah, it's like, what are you thinking?
Well, we had a situation where we said we can't say anything more than that they were here.
They worked here.
And the person was like, listen, I really need to get. And I was like, I am telling you, those dates are correct. The end. They hired that person, and then that person washed out. And I was like, I don't know what you needed me to do, but I can't break the law.
Right. You can't be trashing anybody.
Not going to trash somebody. Durr. Didn't pick up what we were putting down, though.
Didn't want to.
53% of people say they'd endure waiting in line at the DMV for someone they care about. John.
John's the best. Go
ahead. He is the best.
Thank you, John.
But just 39% would be willing to donate an organ to a loved one.
It is a big deal.
It is, but it, I mean...
But yeah, a loved one. It's right there. Because afterward, if you go, let's say you ask me for a kidney. And I was like, we're a match, but the answer is no. Now, you're getting more and more increasingly sick. And I'm standing over here with my two good kidneys going, yeah, that's too bad for you. Like, I just don't know how you ever look at that person in the face again. Like, I denied you the thing that you needed.
Well, I don't think that that's a fair ask of just a friend. I think that that's a tough thing to ask of someone.
It is a hard thing to ask.
But of a family member?
Right.
I think that's a fair ask.
I feel like the 39% number, it's so low. Like, anybody with a kid would be like, take any piece of me.
I wouldn't even, I would drive to the hospital and jump in the murder machine for my kid.
I love the murder machine.
You know what I mean?
I'll give you all the stuff. And the rest of it, just give it to other people. It's fine.
I don't
need it anymore. I'm dead.
Ever since I had a kid, it's one of those things where now suddenly you have a different sort of headspace. When I look at my life, I think I love doing what we do. I love doing radio. I feel like I achieved my goal in that I'm doing major market morning radio, despite not being in the Hall of Fame.
You are in the Hall of Fame. The Sarah and Vinny show is
in
there.
Doesn't matter. I was just kidding.
But it's true, though. You are in there.
I'm not in there.
You are. Sarah and Vinny. It's right there. Our show's in.
No, but Vin needs to have his own.
I don't need it.
No. I'm saying you need it.
But it is one of those things where I was like, wow, they really pointedly avoided me. Like, they went here and then there. But I do know I have a history. There's no question that I could have.
There's no reason for
someone.
You to not be in there. That's a massive oversight.
Anyway, my point is, I don't want to campaign for it. We shouldn't. My point is, I've achieved my goal. I love what I do. I'm super stoked. If it came up like this surgery is going to kill you, but you'll save your kid, I would like gladly in 1 second say, yeah.
Of course.
They haven't even had a chance to live yet.
Mm-mm.
I'll feel complete
right
in the murder machine or whatever
yes.
thing that
because you'd
has
be
to
like
happen.
Okay, I lived my whole life and then I was able to give a gift to a child of mine who that now gets to live their whole life.
You just go, I mean, for
absolutely.
Me,
absolutely,
that's not even a there's not even a
I feel like that 39 number is so ridiculously
surprising.
Low
they,
I'm sure there's people
they
listening
say,
right now going of course.
It presumably a body organ while you're alive, so it would be a kidney or a lung or a portion of your liver or pancreas or intestine. And they even say 39% of donating an organ is very low. So that is yikes.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Very surprising.
I do think people, first of all, how often do you look at your life and say, I love being alive? Most people do love being alive, though.
Yes.
And when presented with...
Or they would rather be alive than dead,
right.
Whether they love it or not. I'd rather be alive.
So maybe that's it. Maybe there's people out there who are just like, well, you hear about those stories where someone's like, my kids never call. You know, so a parent might be like, that kid never shows up for me. You know, or the parent that's like, Mother's Day is coming. This will be the 10th Mother's Day in a row that this kid didn't call.
Right.
So maybe that's what's happening out there where, you know, family members are estranged and just like,
I guess.
I wouldn't give them anything. They never call me.
But yeah, I don't know. It still feels, low.
Way low. Mm. I agree. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Radio friends, says 510,
hey.
You no longer have to have your bones drilled into to extract marrow for bone marrow transplant.
How do they do it?
We can now extract bone marrow cells directly from your blood vessels via aspheresis.
Okay.
Aspheresis.
That sounds great.
Aspheresis.
Exactly.
It's painless and easy. Everyone should sign up.
How do you do that? I'm sure I can Google it. I'll Google it.
There's a sign-up sheet online.
Okay,
you just,
great.
You know, you Google.
Can we get that and let's post that up? If it's true, that it really is just like, oh, we take some of your blood. Okay.
Yeah, I'll put
everyone
it up.
Should sign up for that.
I'll put it up.
And 39% of people are like, well, maybe.
The best way to get a kidney, you don't ask. You just start telling your story and someone will offer. Okay.
You got to get people to get tested to make sure that they're a match, right? So you would have to tell the story in front of your family members over and over and over. And they say the only people who possibly could donate a kidney to me would be directly related to me. I do have some relatives.
My 707 says, my ex-husband would quit jobs willy-nilly without telling me.
Oh.
I would get up one day and wake him because he was late for work, and he'd just say, oh, yeah, I quit that job.
I've just been getting up for no reason for a couple of weeks, so you wouldn't know. It's right there in the front, the ex-husband.
Did Vinny say compensated instead of confiscated? I don't know what I said. Did I say it wrong?
You said confiscated.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Okay. We're just going to go with that. That's all. I just question it every time. And
hey, Vinny. When did they add an extra N to confiscated? Thank you so much, 510.
These people.
I really do love it's your fun. Red ink all over my life.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
It is fun.
Everyone
for
loves
the listeners and for me.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I definitely do.
He cut his son's hand off. Spoiler alert, Vin, I haven't seen it yet. You really.
Yeah. It's a very dramatic scene.
You're going to like it.
No!
Curry has a grade one strain, says 510. Might be a week before he could come back. You know what? I heard that on ESPN because I had it on in the background yesterday while I was packing for our big adventure today.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, grade one strain. Is that the good or the
yeah.
bad side of grades? Like, right. Is a grade four the worst or is a grade four the best?
Right. So if I'm doing the pain thing, is it a 1 or is it a 10? Oh, it's a 1. Don't
it
worry.
It didn't mean a lot to me when they said that. So I went, right. I can't. And I was busy, you know, putting underwear in a backpack. So I was like, I can't look this
actually
up.
Grade one is the good one. It's
oh,
mild.
My God.
Grade two is moderate. Grade three is severe.
It's just a little mild. Just give him a week off. Do a lot of stretching and resting.
Thank
PT.
Goodness. Oh, my God. What are we still doing here?
Oh, Stephen King and Jerry Maguire coming up.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.